Hello, everybody. Today we're going to be talking to Lola Michelin. She's the owner of Northwest School of Animal Massage. And before we get going, could you just tell everybody where you're located at?
Oh, sure. Yes, we're in the Puget Sound region. We're just outside of Seattle on a small island called Vashon Island. So we're about 18 minutes from downtown Seattle in Washington State.
And what background with horses?
Oh, sure. So I started interacting with horses at about age 5. And so throughout my life, I was a rider and an enthusiast. And then as I grew older, I studied pre-veterinarian medicine at Michigan State University and graduated from there with an animal science degree with a concentration in equine sciences. So ever since then, I've worked in the horse industry in a variety of roles as a groom, as a rider, and as a massage practitioner. And that kind of launched my career in massage therapy. I'm still actively riding. I'm an equestrian.
How did the school of animal massage, actually come about?
Well, I started doing my own massage practice when I was in my 20s, and I worked primarily at race courses on the East Coast. And then grew my business over the next 15 years. And when I moved out to Washington State, there were changes undergoing in the legal regulations regarding animal massage. So I got involved in that. And as a result, the legal requirements for training changed. And there weren't really a lot of schools offering the type of training that was needed for state licensing. So in 2001, I founded the Northwest School of Animal Massage to kind of answer that need and provide the training that was required in that state. And then from that small beginnings, it has grown into longer programs, career training, as well as continuing education for providers. And we also do classes for horse owners as well.
Your graduates are going to be licensed in Washington State. Will they be licensed anyplace else? How does that work for animal massage?
Yeah, it's a great question because it really does vary from state to state. The states regulate the practice, and just like they do in terms of acupressure, acupuncture, chiropractic, other types of services. So we have students from all over the globe, and many of our students from North America. So each one has to determine what their state requirements are. Washington happens to have the highest requirements currently in the U.S. Our graduates get certifications based on the courses they take with us, just like you would at a community college. But then the professional licensing is handled at the state level. So once they've graduated, we help them get their transcript together and complete the other pieces that will lead to their licensure.
Mm-hmm, that's fantastic. I always like to ask, what is your vision as it pertains to horses and horse people? So not just your school, but just in general. And this probably came into being when you decided to go big with your massage school.
Definitely. Well, of course, the vision of the school is very closely aligned with my own core values because as the owner and operator, it kind of follows my path in the horse world. And I think my vision for horse people and horses involves being able to develop the compassion and empathy that allows us to provide the best environment for our horses to thrive. And I think when our horses thrive as horse people, that helps feed that part of us that aligns with the horse. So in our courses and in my own practice, my own massage practice, and in my interactions with horses, I think that's the thing I try to focus on the most is how do we nurture our own empathy to be able to understand the horse's needs and be compassionate to the horses, whether that's how we choose to feed them, how we choose to house them, how we choose to, you know, choose the therapies and the tools that they need in order to thrive in an environment where they're loved, but it's not always the natural environment that they would choose. I think it's our responsibility to create a safe environment, a healthy environment, and a compassionate environment.
So do most of your students, when they come to you, when they come to your massage school, do they have any idea that it's going to be much more than just learning how to massage a horse? Sounds like it is a lifestyle, right?
Yeah, I would say we do call it lifestyle entrepreneurship. So many of our students are looking for ways to incorporate animals into their lives. We teach horse classes, we also teach dog and cat classes. So the common theme is that everybody wants to have the animals, you know, an integral part of their lives and wants to serve the animals in some way. So I think that compassion is there innately. Whether or not they're aware of that as it opens up for them varies. I think a third of our student body are already active in the animal field in some role. They're either vet techs or grooms or farriers, so they have exposure to that. Another third of our students are the massage field, or they're already in the acupressure field, so they have the human side of it. But the other third are people who come from all walks of life, and for them it can be a really, you know, eye-opening experience, because maybe they're coming from the IT world or an accounting world or the corporate world, and they're coming into the animal world because they feel that calling, but it might be a new experience for them, and it can be really it opens up parts of people that they may not have explored before, which is amazing for us as the instructors and their guides, and also amazing for the animals.
Yeah, absolutely. So I have two questions now. One is just quickly, how many instructors do you have?
So we have a network of instructors. There's 9 individuals. Most of them are not employed by the school, but they are contracted by the school to train students or to teach in their specialty areas. So we have people like Kim Bauer, who's an internationally recognized acupressure practitioner, teaches our acupressure curriculum, along with Dr. Michael Salusky, who's a well-known traditional Chinese medicine veterinarian, and Angie Hughes, who's a human acupuncturist and a professor at Bass Deer University. Myself and a number of graduates of ours assist me with teaching the massage courses and core classes. So it's a pretty diverse group of individuals.
Yeah, it sounds like it. When students come to the school, do you get a sense of what their biggest challenges that they then hopefully overcome as they go through the process?
From an academic standpoint, the biggest challenge for our students is tackling the anatomy and physiology that's part of the program. So some of them may have never learned the sciences at that level before. And so it's like learning a new language. A lot of our students are, you know, changing careers at a stage of their life where maybe they're in their 40s, 50s, even 60s. And if they haven't done that type of academic learning, then we try to support them as much as we can through that. Another challenge for some people is the online environment, because our programs are blended learning. So a lot of the theory and a lot of the early learning is done online, and then they come for the hands-on training. And the two are really integral. So, you know, the program isn't complete without one or the other. Business challenge, because many of our students are pursuing this as a career opportunity. That comes after the class. You know, once they have the training, then the challenges are building their practice. And so that's where having relationships with organizations like you is really fantastic, to give them resources to support their development of their business.
Yeah, we're really looking forward to meeting some of your, hopefully all of your graduates. Mm-hmm. So another question then is your biggest challenge in your business?
In my business, well, one of the things that's challenging just for me as a business owner personally is the marketing aspect. That's probably not my strength. And so I rely a lot on other people within our organization to help with marketing. And we're very fortunate that, because of the school's reputation and having been in the industry now 17 years, a lot of our marketing is automatic. But being able to connect with the audience, connect with the community who maybe doesn't know us yet, that's probably my biggest personal challenge, is finding the right way to deliver that message to people who haven't yet had been exposed or heard of us.
That's why we want to help you. That's why we're doing this interview. If you had 3 wishes for the horse world, what would they be?
Well, I think when I interact with horses, and many of the horses I work on are competitive athletes, or they're in the show world, but now that I've transitioned into working with a lot of retirees and older horses, I see kind of a common thread. A lot of the horses I work on express confusion about their life. And so one of my wishes for the horse world will just be to try to simplify our approach to horses in such a way that it would minimize the confusion they feel. Because I think when they're confused, it feels unsafe. My other wish would be that our therapeutic approaches to horses would continue to advance to a level, and I certainly think they're headed here, where our dependence on medications would be less, able to use more natural approaches or have more foresight into how we feed them and care for them throughout their life to avoid some of those situations later in life that require that sort of medical maintenance. So yeah, I think it would be nice to have a little bit more of a, maybe not a drug-free world, but a less drug-dependent world for our horses. And then I think thirdly, for people to be able to open up that empathy towards horses and other animals in our environment so that we recognize that there's such a critical piece to the planet's survival, that our relationship with the animals is really, I believe it's critical to our own survival, and just having the opportunities for people to connect on that level with an animal that is so powerful and yet so fragile really helps us as well to face those parts of ourselves that are both strong and fragile.
Absolutely. Yeah, I just got goosebumps listening to you say that, but yes. Absolutely. Oh, we're getting close to the end of the interview. What would you like horse people to remember about you as a person and your business, your massage school?
Well, I think as a person, when I'm working with the animals I work with my clients and their horses, or with my students and their horses, I'd like them to remember me as somebody who did show that kind of compassion in all my actions with the horses, whether it's in the way I ride my horse or the way I massage my horse or teach them or the way I care for their horses. So hopefully they'll remember me as being not just compassionate, but professional too. I put a lot of stake in my professionalism. And so I guess that's what I'd like to remember about me personally. As far as the business, I'd like them to remember that we are committed to the idea of combining strong academics with that compassion and empathy for the animal.
And any words of wisdom you'd like to share?
If being with horses is what feeds you and gives you that sense of reward and sense of fulfillment, then create that for yourself in your life and enjoy it. Don't take it for granted.
Mm-hmm. Yes, absolutely. We need to remember that every day, don't we? Is there anything else that you'd like to tell the person or people listening?
If what they've heard here interests them, if the idea of what we offer at the school is resonating with them, that they check out our website or come give us a call. And we're always excited to talk to people about what we do and what we offer and how we can bring that into their life. So I would just say, yeah, if they have questions, then we're here to chat.
Mm-hmm. Excellent. Well, thank you so much, Lola, for the interview. I really enjoyed it.
Yeah, thank you for all that you do.